This is Ted Kennedy watching that old gunslinger, Al Simpson, saddle up for another run of Contra Aid. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you right-wing gunslingers just can't resist making one last stab at U.S. military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua before the Reagan administration finally rides off into the sunset. I'll admit one thing, Al. Daniel Ortega's irresponsible recent decision to crack down on dissent in Nicaragua and expel the U.S. ambassador is wrong and has offended everyone. But your knee-jerk reaction to crank up another battle in Congress over Contra aid is just as wrong, Al. The Contras can't win. U.S. aid only gives Ortega a greater pretext for even worse repression. The administration's policy of Contra aid and wider war didn't get us anywhere in the past 8 years, Al, and it won't get us anywhere now. The only real chance for progress has been the Arias peace plan, and it's the only real hope today. So holster your pistol, Al. Let's deal with Nicaragua the right way, not the far right way.
Ah, Ted, where is Shane when we need him? You've lost your pistol and your holster, Ted. Danny Ortega lies to us. He gimmicks the peace process. He negotiates with evil bad faith. He violates the conditions of the peace process before the ink even dries. And you, Ted, pat him gently on the head and say, "That's okay, Danny. I'm dumbfounded." Reality is staring you right in the chops now, Ted. Our humanitarian help to the forces of democracy in Nicaragua is the only way to force Daffy Danny back to the table, and it's the only way to ever honestly have reforms. He crudely blocks all freedom of the press. He harangues and threatens labor and opposition leaders. He continues to imprison 8,000 to 10,000 political prisoners, and all you have to say is, "Shame, shame on the U.S." The shame is yours, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Playing Politics with Drought Relief. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.